It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Hasbro drop another cryptic HasLab update on their socials. Apologies for another late to the party burst, but here you go anyway. Hasbro have posted yet another cryptic G.I. Joe classified HasLab update, this time from Cobra's perspective, who have a spy in the Hasbro offices. As they have done a few times before now, we got three images that told a narrative of a Cobra agent sending information back to Cobra Commander. Agent Venus, as we know from previous listings, was an internal code word used for Zartan, and that clearly continues into this post. The communique reads, "Commander, as part of our standing arrangement, I've been monitoring the HasLab offices disguised as one of their common employees. While making certain HasLab remains on task unimpeded, I've uncovered information well worth my modest price. It seems HasLab designers are playing your adversary G.I. Joe against you. They have outwitted that fool Destro by hosting General Hawk in a teleconference. This unexpected intrusion suggests G.I. Joe is not only aware of your Hiss fleet, but shall be employing whatever means necessary to counteract it. Alas, I could only capture the meeting from afar, but understand should you have any further heroics in mind for me, you'll need to quickly pay my price. Otherwise, I humbly suggest you enlist another agent on your behalf to uncover the exact nature of their plans. I await your response." They certainly haven't given away a great deal in this one, but it does reinforce the point that we should probably expect a G.I. Joe HasLab announcement in the next few months, possibly even during Yojo June. The agent, who is clearly Zartan, based on the internal codeword connection and description of disguising themselves as a Hasbro employee, etc., not to mention an even bigger clue on the next image, which we shall get to shortly, mentions General Hawk, who we know is also coming in the classified line as he has been revealed in name only, so it cements the fact that we will probably see him sooner rather than later. It could also hint that Hawk might be involved in the actual G.I. Joe HasLab as well, but time will tell, of course. The final image shows the shot from a hidden camcorder from none other than, yes, you guessed it, Zartan, as he caught an image of the team in a meeting with General Hawk. I love the fact that he's the only one who's a cartoon. You can see Emily and a number of Hasbro and HasLab team members in the shot, and it continues this cross-worlds meta-narrative, which has been a lot of fun to see so far. This new format was something that Emily had mentioned during our interview regarding a number of new things they are trying for the brand, so expect more of these cryptic clues on a regular basis going forward. This brings me to the main point, which is what we could see from a G.I. Joe HasLab. We might have to do a full-on monthly about the most realistic options very soon. My personal request for a Joe HasLab is probably not very realistic, unfortunately, based on the size of the bugger, but I would love to see a fully decked out Tomahawk slash Eagle Hawk. Just imagine that. Anyway, what do you guys think? Are you enjoying these cryptic clues? Excited to get the Hiss in hand? What do you think the next G.I. Joe HasLab will be, and why is it the Coastal Defender? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, lots more content to come this week now that the internet has been fixed, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.